Hare Krishna. So we have some folks that were taking pictures. So we're going to teach you how to take a picture with your heart. This kind of picture can last more than 100 years, thousands of years. We'll teach you how to take a picture of with your heart. Take a picture of Krishna. By which senses do you see Krishna first? Is it the eyes? Which sense? Ears. That is the first sense you can start to see Krishna, God, with your ears. Actually, the ear is the most powerful of the senses. When you're sleeping, when you are completely unconscious, which sense is going to wake you up? Ear. Ear, yeah. So everyone can take a sankalpa. Sankalpa means a vow. We're going to create an intention. So we're going to forget about what's on TV. Who is going to win the cricket game, the football game, the basketball game. We're going to forget all those things. We're going to forget what is our bank balance. And how much laundry we have to do. We're going to forget about talking. And we're going to become, open our ears and open our heart. And we're going to let the holy name of God enter through our ears and into our heart. And let it fill up there. And let it come out the mouth. Is everyone able to make sounds with their mouth? Yes. So everyone can sing. No whispering. Many times you hear, and then outside they're talking is so loud. But in the temple, singing is like, so let the voice come. Let the voice come nice and loud. And if your neighbor can hear your singing, then you are multiplying their spiritual benefit because they're also hearing the holy name from each other. So it's an exponentially beneficial situation. So we're chanting the name of God. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So Hare, who is Hara? Hara is Radha. So who do you see standing next to Krishna? Radha. This is one soul in two forms. Because God is a source of everything, there must be a female form of God. The energy and the energetic. How many of you would think the sun is cold? What's your name? Aditya. Yad Aditya Gatam Tejava. This is a perfect name for a perfect question. Does anybody know what Aditya means? Sunlight. So, do you think the sun is cold, Aditya? And why don't you think the sun is cold? You feel it. Sunlight. So, because of sunlight, you know something about the sun, correct? That's called cause and effect. So, are you a person? Are you a person? Are you a person? So we have persons in this world. Therefore the source must be a person. Correct? If you think the source is not a person and out comes persons, it's like saying the sunlight is hot But it comes from something cold. It doesn't make any sense. Does everybody understand that? Any disagreement? So God is actually a person. And there is a male and female form of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Now, if you want to know the Lord, the best approach is you start with the most compassionate form, the female form of God. And Krishna means what? What are some of the meanings of the name Krishna? All attractive, yes. Now, there are many names of God in different religions. And in also the Vedic tradition, there are thousands and thousands of names. And how do these names, each name has its own meaning. So what is the name Allah mean? It means most powerful. Yeah? He has all the Bal. He most powerful. Balram. Yes. Now, is that the only thing God has? Now, what does the name Buddha mean? Buddha is a name for God in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What does Buddha mean? What is Buddhi? Intelligence. So you have most powerful, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. People like him because he looks so powerful. But why did people like Einstein? Was it for Einstein's muscles? For his intelligence, yeah. So Buddha. How about in the Bible there's a name Adonai. It means most beautiful. So people there, they like Aishwarya Rai. Is it because of her muscles? Is it because of her brain? No, it's her beauty. Yes. But when you say Krishna, you mean that person who has all the features in full, has all the intelligence in full capacity, unlimited capacity, all the wealth. We are attracted to someone who is wealthy, Bill Gates. Bill Gates come, everyone wants to meet him. But Krishna, he owns the whole, not just this planet, all the planets. So all the wealth, all the fame, all the power, all the personal good qualities, kindness, compassion. So the name Krishna means he is all attractive. He can attract everyone. Now everyone has different likes. But God is that person who can attract everyone individually. Krishna. So all of you, are you interested in connecting with Krishna? Yes? Alright. Now, Rama. What does Rama mean? Ram. What is the meaning of Ram? So Ram has two meanings. Rama means the enjoyer. Everything is for him. He is the enjoyer. We are just like the hand. The hand is to feed the stomach. The hand feeds the stomach. The hand is also benefited. So God is the supreme enjoyer. And Rama means also reservoir of pleasure. Everyone is looking for some pleasure, some happiness. But instead of going to the little stream, you go to the whole ocean, the reservoir, the lake. So that is a name, Rama. Rama. Reservoir of pleasure. So if you chant these names of God, you will have His presence right there with you. Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Maybe get Yoga Maya on cartels.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
everyone, Krishna.
Forget your sankalpa. Concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now your turn.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shri Radha Kalachandji Ki.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming. How many of you are reading Bhagavad Gita? Everyone reading Bhagavad Gita? Anybody? Okay, everyone should read Bhagavad Gita. It is more important than any of the IT books you can read for your college or anything. Bhagavad Gita is transcendental knowledge, Divya Gan. We all are in this material world, and in the material world that is illusion, energy of illusion, which causes us to think we are this body and causes us to chase after the temporary. How many of you seen the carrot dangled in front of the donkey? Maybe seen in a cartoon, or maybe even seen in real life. You see that in a cartoon? They put a carrot on a stick, and he'll work all day to chase the carrot. So that is all of us. We're chasing after temporary pleasures of this world, thinking I'll be happy if I just get if my bank account increases by 20%, I'll be happy. If I had a nice house, nice car, if someone tells me I'm great, if I have some adoration, some distinction, oh, you're an admired person, you're a great person. Some fame, some power, some influence over others. Like that is our carrot that we're all chasing after. So it is like we are in a dream. We're foolishly chasing after something that is not really part of reality. If you lose $1 million or gain $1 million in your dream, what is your loss or what is your benefit? Nothing. So Hare Krishna, Goloka Premadana, Hari Nama Sankirtana. This name of God, it is like an alarm clock. It wakes us out of illusion. Because when you die, can you take your house with you? Can you take your bank account with you? Can you take all your education with you? No, next life. Goo goo gaga. ABC, 1, 2, 3, all over again. Ek, du, tin, char, panch, chai, all over, everything again. Ichi, ni, san, chi, go, roku, chi, chi, hachi, kyu, ju. If you're born in Japan, all different places, you have to learn everything again. But, puro yasena teineva. Again, what you've done in spiritual life, that will not be lost. The wisdom that you gain in this life will carry on into your next life. Spiritual wisdom is the only thing that has no loss. Thank you guys for coming. Hare Krishna. So please take some prasadam, nice spiritual food, and take sankalpa that you will read Bhagavad Gita. Don't just be enamored by material opulence. We want it to impact our heart. Yeah. So, if you worship Krishna by studying His words, then it will impact your heart. Jai, thank you. Hare Krishna.